The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1640 AM. 1460 AM, some AM channel, your talk radio station, your town hall of the air, 7:05 in the morning here on the 6th of September, 2019. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Jared, what's it look like for weather today, tomorrow, and the next few days?
Well, it's currently 59 degrees here downtown. Today it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 95 and a low of 65. On Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny and then mostly clear at night with a high of 90 and then a low of 60. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 89, a low of 60. And on Monday, sunny and mostly clear with a high of 84 and a low of 58.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned company that has done very well and expanded, won awards for hiring veterans. I mean, it's just a great company. They've got discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. If it's Friday and it's 7 in the morning, it must be Haven Humane. And Jim, Jim's here with us today. Amy didn't quite make it.
No, Amy's not feeling well this week. Yeah. So I'm filling in for her.
So you have Sir Lancelot.
Yeah, he's laying at my feet right now. He's a beautiful brindle. He's a knight of the round table. Humble knight. he does great with everybody he's met so far. We've introduced him to cats, other dogs, kids.
Uh-huh. White came around the corner on him. And, yeah. You know, that can be, you know, I mean, he was laying there, and I came around the corner, and he just came up and pushed his face into my hand when I was, you know, I had it out and licked my hand, and then said, "I'm in there for radio," and zoomed right in here.
Yeah, that's right. He beat both of us into the studio.
It could be because we finally have, you know, we have a floor cooler in here, so it's cooler than it is out there. But, okay, tell us a little bit about Lancelot.
Well, he's about 3 years old. He's been at the shelter for about a month or so far. And like I said, he does great with other animals. He does great with kids. Perfect family dog. Looking for a family that's just going to give him the love and attention he needs, take him out for walks, let him play in the yard, or with their other dogs. He's a great dog. I love him.
So he gets along well with other dogs now?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
He's what, 50 pounds, 60 pounds?
I think I read 72 pounds in the...
Well, he's muscular.
Yeah, he is.
And he's a little bit longer, too, so he's not squatty.
No, he's not a little squatty body. He looks like a smallish lab. But he's a pit bull mix with a beautiful brindle coloring, kind of a really light brindle color.
He gets along with cats?
Yeah.
Gets along with everything then.
Well, so far I can't make any guarantees. Once he's comfortable at home and it's his domain, who knows what he's going to do. Oh. If someone runs by, who knows. But so far in our office, our office cat George, he went up to him, sniffed him around. George kind of hissed a little and Lancelot turned and ran, so.
Well, great. Now, is there any special deals on Lancelot?
Well, he's $75 right now. That's
You all have lowered your prices dramatically.
That's right. Yeah. So dogs, adult dogs are $75 to adopt now, down from $135. Puppies are still $135. And then a senior dog's $37.50. So, anything to help us get more animals out there.
Well, you know what? We're, Haven Humane has a lot of things coming up. October is the Bark, Wine, and Brew.
That's right, October 5th. Tickets are still available. You can get them online at havenhumane.org anytime.
But I tell you what, I'm surprised they're still because it's always sold out. But figure it's going to be sold out there. Linda and I and Baron Browning, we're going to be trying to MC this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep Baron from dressing up in a big dog costume. And, you know, it's, no, Baron, you don't need that. You don't need that, Baron.
Well, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're doing the 80s movie theme, Bark, Wine, and Brew this year.
Right.
So each table is... picked a movie, and everyone at the table, if they want to, gets to dress up as a character from
We usually sit there at Mark's table, so what kind of theme does he have?
You know, I don't know what Mark's table is
going to
be.
I'm going to have to find out there.
Yeah, whatever gets him to dress up in some tights or something.
Yeah, something with tights. Men with tights.
But yeah, no,
we, oh, wait a minute. That means we all have to dress in tights. Yeah, I don't think Reddy's ready for this. Okay. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
And, yeah, thanks for having me.
You know what, everybody? Here's another good dog. We're a no-kill shelter when it comes to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We're working our way there as fast as we can for cats.
That's right. Yeah.
The facilities out there are great. I know that, you know, no place is perfect. And sometimes when you have, bureaucracies, things happen.
Yes.
So, and this isn't an indictment against Haven Humane at all. But if you've had an experience that's not just really been good, you need to call Mark. Because Mark, he takes personal interest, as does Jim, as does everybody out there. And something may have happened. Who knows what it was. But if you've had run into a bureaucratic error, because I know it's not the people.
Yeah.
You need to let somebody know.
Well, that's right. We're always looking to improve ourselves and be kind of the model shelter for for our area.
Well, you are the model shelter, yeah. Probably for California.
We're trying.
Well, an extra million a year probably wouldn't hurt.
Not at all, yeah. Send it my way.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim, for that. And Sir Lancelot, good luck there, buddy. Here's the thing is, when Lancelot's in there, unless he becomes extremely ill or anything, he's going to live.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's And every time a dog walks out of here, I think that dog's going to live.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he's not going to be dog meat.
No, that's right. We have no time limit on any animal at our shelter. We give everyone the best chance they can give them. And you're right. Barring any unforeseen major illness, we treat most illnesses, but any major
and
thing.
You provide surgeries for dogs you find.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the other thing, too. There's a dog been injured out there. When they bring him in, if they can save him, you guys save him.
Oh, yeah. Our doctors get to work right away on the life-saving stuff. And
by a car.
Think about the cost later.
Oh, yeah. You don't worry about the cost. But the cost is picked up by donations, mm-hmm. by, fees that, that have to be charged to pick them up. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Everybody, a dog at $75, you take it over your business plan, it doesn't pay for the place.
And at $75, we lose money on every adoption.
On every adoption.
But you know what? We're trying to save lives, so we're doing what we can.
You're doing a great job, Jim.
Yeah, I appreciate
everybody
it.
Everybody go back down there and give everybody a hug. It'll probably be strange. But
they won't expect it from me.
Yeah, start with Mark.
All right, we'll do.
All right, head on down there and take a look at Sir Lancelot. We've got a good, great dog. Came over, like I said, and just any dog comes up to me and pushes their face in my hand and just licks my hand. I go, yes, I love this dog.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Okay. We're going to take a break now, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number Store. Sleep Number's got their largest sale going on right now. Than they have a whole year. Right now you get 50% off. 50% off the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Now that's the bed that when you move around at night, after you've already adjusted yourself to your Sleep Number setting of whatever is perfect for you, as you move, it adjusts with you. So, Jim, you've got like four dogs in the bed with you. The only thing you have to worry about is like two of them are on your side. And as they're moving during the night, it starts adjusting to them too. But if you don't sleep with dogs, I don't think you have a problem with this. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We're in the same bed. We can adjust it the way we like. This is why we like Sleep Number. We've never slept better in our lives until we got that Sleep Number mattress. I mean, I thoroughly, thoroughly recommend this mattress. But you got to head on down to the Target Shopping Center. You got to go on down. Get on the bed. And they've got a way to show where, where your body contacts a mattress. It'll show you the hot spots there. Then you adjust it, and you'd be amazed at how your body, all those red hot spots just go away. Down at Target Shopping Center, over there by the vitamin store, Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:14 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue. Barbecues for their annual Last Fall Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or pre-purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street and Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it!
I was just passing time, kind of just passing through, on my way to you.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino, Cody Johnson, all-American Texas country music singer-songwriter, on stage performing favorites On My Way to You and Ain't Nothing to It.
Left behind me up in smoke, every fork in the road.
Cody Johnson, October 17th, tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job and with their $4.99 special. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I love drop-ins. And for some reason, I was talking, you know, after the solar thing came out the other day, I sent text to three different city council people. Aaron Reznor, Julie Winter, and Kristen Schrader. Within like 10 minutes, Aaron gets me on the phone, and we talked for like 20 minutes about this. And then, and then I said, "But can you come in?" She goes, "I don't know how, because I'm on my way this weekend to Texas, but here's Aaron Reznor. Good morning." Is she on? Okay.
Am I here?
Yeah,
oh,
you're
yep,
here
I'm
now.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, now, the big thing about the solar, the biggest thing that came up was this, and I'm not sure really now because I'm totally confused, is the fact if you've got solar now, will you be grandfathered in under the new business plan of RU?
Well, as of right now, nothing has changed.
Yeah, there's been no changes in anything.
So you mean as of staff's recommendation, would you be grandfathered in?
Yes.
Per the recommendation that we were considering from staff last week, you would not be grandfathered in for the lifetime of your proposal.
Okay, so if you've got a contract and you put a system in last year. Mm-hmm. Say it was the $40,000 system. You know they're not all expensive.
Yeah, there's a swing.
There's a swing. Would that mean then that the contract that they signed, you know, for so much an hour, would be negated?
If we had adopted one of the proposals made by staff, then it would have at certain time frames. Part of staff's recommendation was 10 years. Some of them were 15 years. There were a couple of different options that were put in there, mm-hmm. that somebody would be phased out if you had purchased it 10 years ago and we had decided to go with the 15-year option, then you would have 5 more years that they would purchase at the agreed-upon rate that you have during that connection agreement.
So it would not be... Even worst case, it wouldn't be cut off like the next day, or is that one of the options?
No, that was not one of the options. One of the options was the 10-year option, and so there were roughly 60 people out of the roughly 1,200 who would have had 16 months left on theirs before they would have been cut off, and they would have gone to the...
Okay, so it was based on when they signed the contract.
Yes.
How long is the contract signed for?
The contract is a 30-year... Well, I'm going to not use the word contract. I'm going to use the word agreement, but yes,
okay,
contract.
Okay, agreement. Because if you say contract, but there's little wording in there that says it could be changed someplace,
Well, right after it says that the term of the agreement is for 30 years, it also says that either party only needs to give a 30-day notice to cancel the agreement.
Is that real little writing?
No, okay. I mean, it's similar to like when I sign a lease with a landlord. There are stipulations within the lease in which why a landlord is able to kick me out or give me notice sort of thing. Yeah. So we have the attorneys read that and move forward.
Now, people use this return, from what I understand, for paying off their system.
Yes. Usually that was what was expressed on Tuesday night.
And that's kind of like part of the agreement in the deal. People think, okay, if I put in solar...
I think that's part... I don't know if I would say agreement. I would say that's probably part of the pitch.
Yes, but that's what the agreement is, though. They have an agreement they're going to get paid this much.
Yes.
So you can't help but think, okay, hey, you know what? It's going to pay off your system over a period of X number of years.
Yeah.
And as you know, Redding and everybody else was pushing solar so hard.
Well, in 2006, the state passed a law that required... that all energy providers offer incentives to push solar up until certain markers.
Right. Okay. So, and this is what I said the other day to the solar guys. I said, solar now has to be part of every house.
Yeah.
And at some point, the Redding business plan, REU business plan, it's going to be overcome by this.
Yeah, which that was my hesitation on Tuesday night, my mm-hmm. hesitation. And the reason why it was that I was in favor of forming a committee on how is it that we move forward, because mm-hmm. it's a different game than it was in 2006. It also is different because the state created renewable energy goals by 2030 mm-hmm. that are mandated that we have to meet. And the bummer part of that is that hydropower as well as rooftop solar are not allowed to go into that equation.
Yeah, it's not
so it was sort of heartbreaking to hear all of these community members who feel like they're helping and who feel like they're doing what's right and what's good and to help. And then
they listen to the ads that RU put out. No, because RU they had to advertise about solar.
I think there were also solar companies, not necessarily the ones who spoke the other night, but there were also solar companies, and this was part of their marketing.
Of course it was. But this was Barry Tippin talking about it, about solar. I know Barry, since I've known him, has not been crazy about solar. And I don't mean it that he doesn't think it's viable and all that. It's just he saw it, because he was in charge of RU, what it was costing. But what does it cost us every year, the citizens here?
What does it cost the citizen?
Yeah, I mean, there's 1,200 houses on solar.
roughly, staff report said roughly $1 million if it was to go on for the next, I believe, 5 years, something
around
$5 million.
It would cost us $1 million a year.
So, yes, in terms of are you buying and selling? Mm-hmm. To the best of my knowledge, and I will say this is a rather complex issue, which is why it was Julie, I wanted there to be a committee and to come back.
Well, but, Julie and Barry will be on a week from today also, probably with the facts and figures. I applaud you, Aaron, for coming in here and being the stand-up person you are and say, look, we need to talk about this. So right now, though, everything is on hold.
Right now, everything is on hold. A committee that's supposed to be a very diverse committee, so it is supposed to represent the whole spectrum of stakeholders, whether they be people who have solar, people who do not have solar installers, major developers that will be implementing, I mean, that are building new houses that are required to have solar. All of these stakeholders, anybody who has a say or should have a say, to come around and decide how is it that we proceed, what does this look like, what does it look like now, what does it look like long term, because there are a couple of different different things that we are looking at than it was in 2006.
I see where the solar, like people have solar, they're really, you know, the ones that have an agreement with the city, they're quite upset, and I don't blame them a bit. They were planning on this to pay for the pay for the system. The solar companies, you know, that's part of the deal. And then to find out 2 years after you bought it that there could be a change here.
Yes, I agree. And that sentiment was shared. It actually was one of the most, now granted, it was one of the longest times that we were on one agenda item, which is why I think that if you watch,
it was like midnight or something by the time you got out.
It was after midnight by the time that I headed home. But they were some of the most respectful and educated group of public speakers. And I think those are the things that usually stick out to council members who are making a decision.
Yeah, there was no anger there from what I understand. And, you know, people are just they're just genuinely concerned. And like I said, somebody told me last night, I canceled mine. I canceled mine because I don't know what's going to happen. And I hate doing that because it's not good for the company. But I don't know what's going to happen here. So how soon do you think we're going to? When do you all come back with the committee? Is the committee going to have a finding?
They're supposed to make recommendations.
And when are they supposed to come back?
In the next 2 months, I believe.
2 months. Mm-hmm. So right now everything's on hold. Now, what happens on January 2020? Do things change from the state? Is the state saying now you no longer have to pay a certain amount?
Well, the state was saying that you no longer have to pay that certain amount as soon as we hit the 5%.
Okay.
Which we hit in April. As soon as we hit that, sorry, I should clarify for someone. As soon as we hit the 5% of our energy production or energy that's produced or purchased, as soon as we hit that 5% threshold, then we no longer needed to offer the same sort of incentive to solar.
But in
January of 2020, every single house that's new construction within the state of California must have solar, which is why long term, our current,
because I think Palomar's got like 1,200 or I don't know how many homes
they have
they're planning.
Thousands of
homes are planning. Well, then the other question then is: does that if homes with solar don't count, doesn't count in that 5% then? Are you counting them in the 5%?
No, it does. It does count in the 5% because the state required you to have. They're so backwards. But the state,
because
in 2006, the state required that, and then a different law came in when we decided to go to renewable.
Right.
And so the first one, I believe, is SB1. But 2006, when it said that we must incentivize solar.
Right.
Until you hit your 5%.
Right.
Then after that came Prop 26, which says you may not offer a different rate or subsidize one class of the population over a different class of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Which presents some interesting
things,
which we're still trying to figure out what exactly that means and how does that affect this. And then the other part is that the state decided that by 2030 that we need to be, I believe it's 100%, but renewable energy.
And, but they're not counting.
But they do not count residential solar.
So that's not part of the 5% then.
Well, those are two different bills. Those are two different bills.
But we have to reach 5%. But that means 5% for the city. But it doesn't count.
It means 5%. The 5% is solely for the incentivizing solar.
Oh, okay.
It's solely for incentivizing
solar.
But if
you're counting, if you're counting the homes as part of that 5% is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you can't count them as being part of this overall solar plan to reach your, you know, to reach your goals.
Are you saying that the state is messed up, or are you saying that we shouldn't consider that in our 5%?
If we can't, if the state says you can't consider solar as a part of the energy plan,
right?
It to me is such. I mean, they've just screwed the pooch here.
Oh yeah, I mean I agree with that.
They're making you count one. On one group, but not count it in the other.
And you have to sort of count both of them in your business plan.
Yeah.
Okay. But also, I don't know how we don't consider hydro a renewable energy source.
Okay. Now, Erin told me she was going to come in here for 15 minutes. The big thing everybody needs to know, though.
Yes.
Everything's on hold.
Yes. Everything is on hold.
There's going to be a committee
that comes
back.
Yes. And I will be very surprised if the committee does not come back with really strong recommendations that the council, or at least a majority of the council, feel comfortable with, and that the community feels comfortable with.
Yeah. I can understand moving forward. I just do, because we're going to be facing more and more homes.
Yeah.
I would just hate to think those people that bought their homes were not going to be grandfathered under this.
Well, let's hope that happens moving forward.
Erin, thank you. I know you were told. I heard him say it.
Yep,
you have to
front.
Be on. They're outside in the car.
Yes, they are.
All right. Thanks, Erin, so much for coming in. Have a safe trip there.
Absolutely.
And when you come back, tell us
what
Texas,
the land of the free looks like.
Yeah, tell us, is Texas someplace we should be looking at?
Oh, I shouldn't talk about that.
Thank you so much, Erin Reznor. Okay, have a safe trip. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. But not only that, they're rated in the top 50 hospitals in the whole nation on cardiovascular. They have special commendations or from a commission on advanced primary stroke care, emergency room care, all of it. It's all one big symbiotic group there that's working to provide great care for our citizens right here in Redding and Shasta County. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you. like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Backo and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backo and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backo and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backo and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 63 degrees out there, going up to 92 today. It's not as bad as it has been, 7:36 in the morning here on the 6th of September. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people since 1993. And if you heard her on the show yesterday about the problems with getting fire insurance, the cost of fire insurance, and then the workarounds for it, if you didn't hear that show, if you don't want to go back to the archives, give her a call at 221-0441. Talk to her or any one of her people there, and they're going to help you with that fire insurance question plus health insurance questions, because that is also in a turmoil. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, we have a taped interview from Jeff Engel, who is with Crown Camera. As you know, Crown Camera, after 65 years, is gone and is moving. It's renaming itself. It's still in existence, and some people think they're just going out of business. They're not. The camera-selling part, they are. But I thought, you know, after 65 years, you know, we deserve to have the guy on. And this was an interview that we taped last week. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hey, with me today is somebody that's been part of a family that's been part of Reading for such a long time, Jeff Engel. And you're saying, I know that name sounds familiar, but where have I heard that from? If you say Crown Camera.
Yes.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So how long has Crown Camera been with us in Reading?
Gary started the store in August 22nd, 1957, so about 62 years.
62 years.
Yeah.
Made the announcement that, he was retiring, I guess. And then, but the Crown Camera is not going to be there as we know it.
Right. Yeah. He basically is at the point of, in his existence, that he wants to retire. He wants to close the store. Long story short, came as a very big shock to the rest of the employees, because he hadn't mentioned anything to anybody, and the rest of us were all scrambling. This month has been a very emotional month in terms of not knowing what the future was to hold. And long story short, the photo lab manager, Teresa Wood, and I have come to an agreement that we're going to continue Crown photo and video services over off of Bocelli Lane. That's the big announcement here at the end of the month.
Oh, okay, in Bocelli Lane then.
Yes.
All right. Now, what exactly is that when you say the photo and the video services?
Well, she provides a lot of different photo services, making books, printing pictures, metal art, canvas prints, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I do a variety of different video services for people, video editing, transfer video to DVD. We actually do audio services, records and tapes to audio CD. So a lot of miscellaneous services, and believe it or not, one of the most unique services we provide is copying files from floppy disks to some sort of like flash media.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that. I believe that. So you say you do photographs to video.
Yes.
Now, does that include, like,
if somebody, you know, I've seen this lately, is at funerals.
Yes.
So they'll take photos and they'll do that.
Yeah, called a DVD Celebration of Life video presentation. We do those all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting to know because we just had a local veteran.
Yes.
Hero to a lot of people.
Yes.
Pass away.
Yes.
In this past few days. And we're planning the funeral. So this is interesting. It's okay. So you do that. So they just bring down the photos, yeah, kind of give you an idea with dates and, you know, things like this. And then you make a 5-minute video, 10-minute video,
yeah,
whatever they want.
How many ever pictures they have, if they'd like music to accompany it. Yes, we do that all the time.
Well, that's good to know. I knew somebody had to be doing it. I didn't know if it was the family, but it's good to know that you all will be doing this and continue to do this at your new location on Bocelli.
You know, it's interesting that customers just come up with these ideas, and they walk in thinking that we do these things, and we're pretty much a quality and custom shop. So we basically adjust our services to what people are asking us to do, and that's what makes us the most unique of any business in Redding or Shasta County.
You know, it was a big surprise to hear about it, but I guess cameras and the equipment that goes with cameras don't sell.
Well,
they don't sell in stick and mortar stores.
We've sold a lot of equipment in terms of camera gear and that sort of thing, but a lot of people don't realize those cameras are only like a 10% profit. When you spend the majority of your day paying people to sell 10% profit items, you lose money.
Uh-huh.
And that's essentially what we've discovered, is that's basically putting us at the point where we're at. We're transferring our services, photo and video services, over to Bocelli Lane in hopes that we can continue on the Crown Camera tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just really was. Everybody goes, you know, that's like the fifth business that I know of around here. That's just... either changed dramatically or moved or just went out of business.
Just the laws of regulations and such in California make it impossible for a small business to survive in California. It's just incredible how much regulation there is in California versus Texas or Idaho. I mean,
and you wouldn't think that would hit a camera store.
Of all things.
But it does, huh?
It does.
Can you give me an example of that? Or is it...
Yes. Primary example would be workers' comp insurance premiums. Think about that for a second.
No,
every month
I think about
faces that, and that's a cost and an expense that they don't want to face. Yet you can't be in business unless you have that. Long story short, most employers make the decision to continue or not continue based on that premium.
My workers' comp for a truck driver I had was more than everybody else combined in my studios here.
Incredible.
It is. I mean, more than them combined.
Yep.
So one versus five.
Yep.
And, of course, it's a type of job and everything, but it's something that keeps going up.
It does.
Unless you're the owner.
Yes.
And so if you run it yourself, you can kind of escape that.
And that's the goal, that Teresa and I are going to be the owners of our own businesses. We're going to work together, but we're not going to have any employees. And so, therefore, we're going to escape that expense.
Okay. How long were you with Crown Camera?
I started there in 1971. My father paid me 25 cents an hour for basic services like vacuuming and taking garbage to the dump, that sort of thing. And 2 weeks later, he gave me a raise to 35 cents an hour. Now I tell people that all these years later, I'm now up to 55 cents an hour.
Well, if you're the owner... That's about what you make if all your employees get a paycheck, but not necessarily you.
Exactly.
But
right.
Now that with a business that you're running yourself, at least it's going to rise and fall on what you do, that you're providing something big box stores don't.
Exactly right.
Okay. You know what? And it's, again, it's buy local, stay local.
Yes. Exactly right.
Yeah. For we encourage that so much. This is one of the reasons we're having you on, of course.
Thank you. One is
to say that we're going to be, you know, we're going to miss Crown Camera, because every day I look across the street and there's Crown Camera.
Yeah.
I go in over there. I bought cameras from you all.
You have.
I go over there to buy, you know, batteries, and you guys are just always so good. Get pictures printed, and now I'm going to have to go over to Bocelli. Now, would you do that if I bring in my drive or something like that?
Yeah, your SD memory card or your flash drive, we can print those pictures. That's no problem.
You know, and you can get this done in big box stores. But big box stores, well, they're not going to be, one, as good.
Yeah.
But two, the price is negligible between them.
Yeah.
And why not do it with a local business that you could, you know the people. When you come in, they say hello to you by your name.
Right.
And that the and it builds our economy.
Yes, very much so.
You know, it's always go to our small businesses first. If you can't find it anywhere, then you go to a big box store. At least the taxes stay here in town, and
right.
And the people are employed from exactly. our local residents. But yep. buying online
yep.
does nothing.
Exactly.
Does nothing for our community. We don't even get taxes.
It destroys our economy. Is yeah, essentially what it is. Does.
And you can look at the I don't think anybody realized. I don't think anybody realized what the online presence would be.
15 years ago, it was negligible in that it didn't have an effect on us. But 15 years later, guess what? Now it's
you're watching people.
Exactly,
it's hitting them. Well, it's not just small businesses. Look at Macy's and Sears,
right?
JCPenney's. They did not get on that bandwagon when they should have. They thought their stick and mortar stores. Hey, people are going to still come in and shop.
Right.
No idea.
Yep.
And it hit them. Look at their closing stores right and left.
Transforming the landscape.
And it totally transformed the landscape on this. I've talked to friends that said, they'll come into my store.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try out the stuff.
Right.
They'll get, I'm sure it's happened to you. Hey, tell me about this camera. And you give them everything about the camera. This one's better than this one and blah, yep. blah, blah. Oh, okay. Thank you. They walk out.
That concept is called showrooming. Where you walk in, you get all the information as to the advice of which product to buy, and you thank the person for your service, and you say, I'll come back another day, and you buy it online. That's exactly what kills small business today.
They'll save the tax on it. In some cases, if it's more expensive things, it's you know, it could be $100 worth of taxes. There.
Right.
And then they get it shipped to them, and there it is. And then I've heard this. They'll bring it back in to the store.
And that expect happens service.
And then – but and then because you give classes on how to use.
Teach me how to use my camera.
Right, that I just bought online after spending half an hour with you.
Yeah, I didn't sell it to you. Why are you coming to me?
Do you do that?
Unfortunately, we have to because the people expect it.
Sure. Well, that's just part of customer service.
Exactly right.
But I know you're just sitting there grinding.
Well, the idea is that we feel for these people. Unfortunately, they're not our customer, yet they come walking in. They buy it over at Goodwill. And they come to us expecting us to, and the Goodwill sales rep said, oh, go to Crown Camera. They'll teach you how to use it. That's exactly what happens.
Wow. I'm here with Jeff Engel of Crown Camera. The family's had it for, since when?
62 years.
62 years.
Yeah.
Wow. We just, last week we had, House of Realty in for, they've been there for 55 years at their site. And then we start looking around 62 years. And
amazing.
Then I guess, you know, the only ones that have got you are maybe Jax and Damberger.
Right.
No, really. I mean,
you're right.
Think about 62 years, my friends.
Yeah.
In this. And, but like you said, your dad's ready to retire right. and it's time for a drastic change.
Exactly right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And we're going to be back after these messages. Again, we're talking about a local business that's been a part of our community for 62 years that is now changing their – they're closing down their location here.
Restructure.
Restructure. Yeah, you're not closing.
Yeah.
You're restructuring it. It's just that you're going into a different direction. Still going to be here.
New business.
Still going to be a new, and we're going to talk about where that business is. We're going to talk some more about what they're going to be doing there for you. But again, you know, people are sad.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, you all are too.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Carl Lindebaugh here, and we're talking with Jeff Engel of Crown Camera, and we're talking about the transformation of business. And of course, as everybody knows, Crown Camera is going in a different direction now.
Yes.
Dad's getting ready to retire.
Yep.
And Jeff and his and another employee.
Yeah, Teresa Wood,
Teresa Wood have said, you know what, we're keeping it going, but we've got to face what's going on with today and today's reality, today's what's going on today's business world, and how we can move forward with this. So welcome back.
Hi.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, we were talking during the break about transformation.
Yes.
And things that have impacted on on business.
Right.
And you mentioned two things that is just, they're so ubiquitous to us. That,
yes.
You know, the hair dryer.
Yep.
And
what?
The fax machine.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You know, kind of share with us.
Just back in the 70s, before the hairdryer existed, we didn't know what we did. We just basically took showers and got dressed, and we had stuff in our hair, and we combed sort of thing. When the hairdryer came along, our whole society transformed as something that we'd never seen before. And then when the fax machine came along, that was a big improvement in terms of communication between businesses and people. That was, like, ideal. Now, today, we are faced with the technology of a mobile phone. Mobile phones take videos. They take pictures. Some people say, does that really cut into your business? And we say, well, we've actually embraced the mobile phone as part of our business. We actually do what's called a mobile phone data backup, where we actually back up the pictures and videos onto a cell phone, a flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, most people are technology challenged. They don't know how to deal with these smart devices.
Right.
Well, we just had that happen with Linda because she went to a new phone, but they couldn't keep your photos. You're going to lose everything.
Well, that's because there was something that happened with an Apple ID that we had to create a new one because
right.
there was a digit
yep.
that ended with a 5, and I had called all of my friends, my family, do you know of a phone number that perhaps we had? So we could not figure out. We could not after months.
Wow.
So I did. So I have two phones. We have three numbers, of course, with work. And on that phone, which is a great idea, I'll bring it to you. I've got probably 1,000 pictures on there that have been through a couple 4 years. You know.
Yeah.
And that's just like an emergency phone in case the other one gets lost or stolen or whatever, it gets wet.
Right.
And then I have this other one that's a backup. But I haven't been able since the other Apple ID was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can download those on your computer.
Right.
You can transfer from your cell phone to your computer.
Sure can.
But it's nice to have the hard drive.
Right.
Or the floppy or whatever you want to call it. CD.
Flash drive.
Flash drive.
Yeah, that's what we do for our customers is back up their pictures and videos to a flash drive, and then we put it on their key ring, of all things.
Oh, wow.
That way they have their pictures and videos anywhere they go where there's a computer. They can plug that flash drive in and show any video or any picture they have. And that's... 21st
oh, that's
century.
Wonderful.
21st century.
Okay, so that's I just kind of came in the middle of the interview. What can we look forward to with what 2020 looks like for Crown Camera?
Well, the primary thing we're going to be offering is the new services that people can't find anywhere else. It's all about service. It's all about customer service, and it's all about treating your customer the way you would want to be treated. That's what we're about, and that's what we've always been about, and that's what we're going to continue to be. We're looking at doing DVD celebrations of life because that's a service people can't find anywhere else, and also backing up videos and pictures off of mobile phones. Those are the two largest services we provide, and we do them every week, so many every week, and long story short, people can't get enough of it.
You know, we were talked about in the last segment about this celebration of life. How I'm starting to see more of those when we go to celebrations of life for
yeah.
people and the funerals. So that's just one of the things that are going to be offered there. Where's your new address over there on Bocelli?
I'm not certain. I think it's 3100 block of Bocelli. It's past
okay.
Village Cycle. There's a liquor store there, and I think we're at the end of that liquor store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that
get people that way.
Yeah.
Okay, we go back to the going back to the phones.
Yes.
And how because now the new with the new phones, they're and their lenses and everything. It just
yep.
I mean, they're taking some, you know, quality photos there.
Well, they're about an 8 megapixel type picture.
Okay.
And if you compare that to a digital camera, digital cameras are anywhere from 16 to 20 to 24 megapixels.
Okay.
So digital cameras still have the hand over the cell phone.
Right.
But those mobile phones are taking some splendid images. We're blowing them up to 16 by 24, and they're looking great.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can capture something like that. And
sure
then, you know, those are kind of – and things like this are – now, are you going to continue to make – you going to make calendars?
Calendars, books, all sorts of products.
Christmas cards.
Yes.
I should get to you now.
You could, if you like to. You have a few people doing Christmas cards at this point, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It's early. Yeah.
So, yeah, because, you know, when you see things like that, you know, a photo of somebody, we always talk about it every year, and then all of a sudden it's December, you know, 12th.
Exactly.
And it's, oh, and we're starting to get Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Her mom, Linda's mom. We get one December 1st, and then that kind of like stirs us to get up and find, you know, find the address book and all those things. So
image.
We should get there early.
Well, anytime. We'll be open in October.
So. Okay. So it's ending we're shutting down. Okay. Yeah. Crown shut down on
August 31st, this Saturday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
And so you're taking that month to make all the transition, and then in October,
you're
going to kick it off.
We'll be cleaning up in September, so we'll still be around. So if people need to come in for things, we'll be available, and we'll continue to do sales. Mm-hmm. By the end of September, we're totally done.
Okay. Now, we're pre-recording this, by the way. So this, when you hear this, this will be too late to go in there. But I wanted Jeff to come in, and he's so busy. He's been working every night till 9 o'clock, and getting there at 6 a.m. That, but I wanted to have an interview with you because of the fact that 62 years in business, all businesses, I guess, small businesses end when the guy that founds it, or he retires, or he hands it over to his son,
right.
Or it's a corporation, then it just becomes an entity.
Right.
But, you know, most people will not put the love and affection in a business when they buy it, no matter how much they want it.
Yeah.
Because they weren't there to build it, to spend the long hours and
exactly
the pain
right
of it.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad to see is that you've acknowledged the fact that our world has transformed.
Yes.
And you're going to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Long story short, we have such a history with this community, and it's just a sad thing that a business that has given the community such love and caring would just all of a sudden close their doors. And so we're looking forward to the new chapter here in October and carrying on those continued services and caring for our customers.
Okay, and again, it's going to be on – we don't have the exact destination. We'll have it though by in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. It's some, you know, on the exact address, I should say. It is on Bajillion, the 3100 block.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to continue also to transform our phone number over to the new location. So 243-8333 will continue on.
Yeah. We've talked about transformation of business, and really you all are just an example of that, because everybody is. You know, we've branched out in the FM world. Of course, we've been streaming all of our shows, but we're going to start televising. When I say televising, we're going to be streaming video.
Nice.
For our shows in the morning to let everybody see the craziness that goes in there instead of just thinking, I wonder what they do, you know, wonder what it looks like in there. Well, you're going to see here when we get all that done. And we're in our 10th year. I know
nice.
It's hard to believe.
You're very innovative. And that's
well,
key.
You got to be.
Yep.
You have to be.
Yep.
Because if you don't, if you stand still and you got a little niche, the big guys will just crush you.
Exactly right.
And it's not because they intentionally want to.
No.
We've had nothing but great relations with other radio stations in here. They're all corporate owned.
Yeah.
But they're run by the people from Reading, which
right.
makes a huge difference.
It sure does.
And we just saw one of the big stations get bought out just a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
From an Oklahoma company.
Yeah.
So I know what it feels like when you're for you, is there another camera shop in town?
My father entered the market back in August 22nd, 1957, as the fifth entrant into this market, which means there were four camera stores here before he got here.
Right.
He's the only one that survived.
Well, that's what I mean. We're the last standing privately owned, you know,
yes.
radio station around here.
Yeah.
The rest of them are corporate.
Yep.
And so you have to be smarter and you have to work harder. And you have to be able to transform, which is what you're doing.
Exactly.
And I have nothing but admiration for the fact that you're going to be doing that.
Thank you very much, Carl. Appreciate that.
Well, it's true because you provide a service that needs to be done. It's a local service that I can come in and say, Jeff, I need this and I need it. I need you to get on this and give it to me tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Jeff's going to say, okay, you're not making me happy, but guess what? We can do that.
Right.
You're not going to get it at a big box store.
Right, exactly right.
There you go. Well, Jeff Engel, thank you so much for being with us. And again, we've been talking with Jeff Engel, whose family is, his dad started Crown Camera 62 years ago. They're closing down that portion of it here on Market Street, but they're opening up, they're transforming and moving forward right over on Bocelli. And again, nothing but the best of luck to you.
I think our new business will be called Crown Photo and Video.
Crown Photo and Video.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's still Crown.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What some forecasters had been expecting it to do earlier today.
Our surface data and radar observations indicate that the center did make landfall about 8:35 this morning over Cape Hatteras.
The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown, that's Cape Hatteras on North Carolina's Outer Banks, and south of Hatteras on Ocracoke Island, one restaurant owner says it's bad. She says Dorian has sent water into parts of her building, never had water before. One analyst says the latest jobs report is decent. The government says that American employers grew their payrolls by 130,000 jobs last month.
I think overall the tone of this tells us that hiring in the U.S. is slowing, not stopping. I think that helps to reverse the fears of a recession in the near term. Those have been percolating since last December.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remains at 3.7%. For the third month in a row. Pro-democracy students continuing their defiance in a tense Hong Kong.
Protesters have continued to gather outside Mong Kok Police Station in Hong Kong, building barriers and pointing laser beams at the police. And students and graduates from at least five schools have formed human chains to raise awareness of the four remaining demands of protesters involved in months of demonstrations. The fresh round of protests comes after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday her government would withdraw an extradition bill that has sparked months of demonstrations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mostly higher right now. The Dow up 76 points, the S&P better by 5, the NASDAQ up 11 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
British opposition parties have agreed not to back Prime Minister Boris Johnson's demand for a general election before the EU summit in mid-October.
This is probably some very, very shrewd politics from the opposition parties. What they're saying is we're not frightened of an election, but we are avowedly against a no-deal Brexit. We think that that will lead to food shortages, all sorts of dreadful things. We'll allow Boris Johnson to go to the summit of EU leaders in the middle of October. He says he can get a deal. Great, let's see what he does. But if not, that's when this legislation would kick in, saying you can't have a no-deal Brexit. And then they would say, we're not frightened of an election. Let's then have one, presumably in early November.
That's the BBC's Rob Watson. Samsung's highly anticipated folding phone goes on sale in some markets today, the original launch date delayed by months because of an embarrassing problem with the phone's folding screen. News and analysis, townhall.com. Senator Bernie Sanders says that if he's elected president, he would seek to expand abortion worldwide. in order to fight climate change.
All the leading Democratic hopefuls embrace the Green New Deal and abortion. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders linked the two together at a CNN climate town hall when he agreed with an audience member who blamed climate change in part on population growth. Sanders vowed to fight climate change if elected, partly by seeking to expand abortion to poor countries. He also called absurd the rule commonly known as the Mexico City policy that bars U.S. aid from groups around the world that promote abortion. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
And recapping the hour's lead story, Hurricane Dorian. It made landfall earlier this morning at Cape Hatteras on North Carolina's Outer Banks. That's something that some forecasters had been expecting the storm to do. It made landfall after battering the coastal Carolinas with high winds and very heavy rains. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 6th of September. It's 64 degrees out there, but what's the weather?
The rest of the weather for the week. Yeah. Today is supposed to be high of 96, low of 65, mostly clear. Tomorrow it's going to be partly sunny, becoming mostly clear with a high of 91, a low of 60. Sunday is supposed to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 90, a low of 60. And on Monday it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 85 and a low of 58.
Okay, yeah, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned company right here in the city of Anderson. Has done very well, hiring veterans, getting awards for that, helping people in the car fire, many things they do. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. What's the latest we have on the Red Camp Fire?
The Red Camp Fire. Red Bank Fire, excuse me, as well. Off Hammer Loop Road and Petty John Road, west of Red Bluff in Tehama County, is now 6,500 acres and 5% contained. Evacuations and road closures are in place. Those evacuations and road closures are from the east end of Petty John Road, north to Highway 36, from the Mendocino National Forest near Saddle Camp Campground, north to Highway 36, Red Bank Oaks Subdivision, and R Wild Horse Ranch off Highway 36.
Okay. How much contained? 5%.
5%.
I tell you what, when you see the smoke, I mean, that smoke was of course, it's, what, 6,500 acres. But that's a lot of smoke when we're looking at it yesterday.
Yeah. It didn't seem as bad this morning coming in, but yesterday it was really bad.
It was all over us, yeah.
Just one more thing. It was not immediately clear whether large animals could be brought to the evacuation center, which is at Ridgeway Park in Red Bluff.
So it's not clear?
According to this.
All right. Hey, we expect Congressman Lamoff will be with us sometime during this next 60 minutes. He can only stay for like 30, but we just got a phone call, and it's him. Congressman Lamoff, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
You know what? How am I? I'm pretty good. How are you doing? We've been without air conditioning here for several weeks, we're fighting through it.
Oh, at the studio?
Yeah, at the studio.
Well, good thing you have a morning show.
Well, yeah, that helps a lot. So, Congressman, there is so much going on here. I just don't know where to start. The one thing that has just hit the headlines again is the suicide rate among our servicemen and our veterans. It looks like the VA is trying to do something new now because it's just, Air Force had something like 79 suicides already this year. Is this hit the burners back there with y'all?
Well, Carl, it's been a general long term concern. Nobody likes this statistic. It's obviously a lot more than a statistic of 20 to 22 veterans per day in this country that have given up for whatever reason. And part of what we can do about it is to have a well serving VA for them that if they have a condition and they, because presently if they call an 800 number or they get somebody that's cranky or not treating them well when they walk in, then that can push them over the edge. And so we heard about some of these incidents at VA locations.
Yeah, guys showed himself right
there. The best possible serving VA will help with some of those statistics. And those that are in there, are they receiving, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, when you're talking about suicide, you're generally talking about something in the area of mental health that might be related to PTSD, might be related to several factors. And so how good of a job for those that are maybe think they're happy with the VA, are they actually having those needs addressed, you know, on this? So, again, these are statistics that the Veterans Affairs Committee, I believe, will be reassessing as we go into the fall session here. And I will make inquiries about that as what the priorities look like there as to, if indeed is it an uptick, are the numbers going back up, or is it receiving more highlight in the news? Is, you know, which one do you think that is, Carl?
Well, I'm sure it's the news has got a lot to do with it, but the fact is that I read where the VA is trying to come up with new plans for it. At least, you know, the good part is at least they've recognized it, you know, and they're looking at a holistic approach, all different types of things. But this has been, you're right, these statistics have been going on for 3 or 4 years now, and then when your active duty suicides peaked like they did in the Air Force, that to me was a huge surprise.
I don't have the answer on any of it per se, but
yeah.
Active duty, they should be receiving, you know, most of the things they need.
Well, the care is there. I mean, it's not like it's not there because the services are all well aware of it. And this,
yeah.
I really think that, you know, then you have a stand down or you need to talk to all their fellow servicemen and women around them. Because those are the ones that are going to see if there's a problem there, and there may be, you know, that's what we do. We have a buddy watch. If you think one of your fellow Marines is thinking about suicide, go ask them about it, and then let's get him in, get him help.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we have a stand down coming up tomorrow up in Quincy. I think it's second or maybe third annual here. So they've initiated a fairly new effort up there for Plumas County, which unfortunately is on fire now. In that general area, but we got to find the solution, and first it's finding what's the root problem. On active duty, that's maybe a little greater mystery than, you know, when you've had folks that have been discharged
for
and,
years now.
Are out there now, you know, living back in the world here, and they may not be getting what they need. That's probably more understandable, the root cause of that, and what we've been trying to battle as we do, you know, revamping areas of the VA and making it easier to fire bad actors and pushing through with the Choice Act and then the Mission Act to have sooner and more proximate service for folks that, you know, instead of, I mean, I still don't understand why you make somebody drive all the way down to Mather or to, you know, Travis or whatever to have a procedure done when you can have it done in the backyard of Reading. Now, some veterans like going to the VA. Most of them seem to like to go to it.
Oh, it's, you know what? But it's for the large percentage of us, the VA has just been really, really good. But I agree. That's why this is really big here in Reading, that Shasta Regional was trying to pair, you know, was trying to team up with the VA clinic here. So nobody has to travel anymore down to San Diego or Mather anymore.
Well, it's good for both. It's good for Shasta Regional because our thing is we have to make sure that when you have these non-VA vendors, you know, providers, that they're getting paid time, you know, because there was issues with the Choice Act of the federal government not doing its job and saying, okay, we've made it available, and then months and months go by without getting the reimbursement. Well, these folks, they have to make a living. They have to keep the lights on. They have to pay their staff.
Sure.
And, you know, make a little at the end. That's what everybody does, is make a little when you're doing the work. So you sell advertising. You know, I grew a few acres of rice, so whatever.
No, if you don't make money, you don't stay in business. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
Exactly. And so our promise needs to be is that reimbursements go to whoever they are, reasonably timely and at a good rate, so they want to stay in the business, so they want to continue. It's kind of like the disaster you have with Medi-Cal in California and Medicare. You know, Medicare does an all right job. Medi-Cal does a terrible job. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say is we've only got you, what, for about 30 minutes today, or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to skip over the commercials, Jared, so just put them all down. You know, the other thing I'm hearing is this China, the tariff war, is hurting farmers. Well, you're on that committee. Is this just another mainstream media thing, or is the tariffs hurting our farmers here in America?
There's both. It's some commodities are being affected worse than others, and but you know, I'll tell you, to almost a man or woman in ag, most of them will tell me, like, yeah, these tariffs, you know, they're rough, but on an individual level, most of them say the president's doing the right thing in doing this. We can't have China, you know, getting away with what they're getting away with. We continue to, you know, or some of our other trade partners, you know, and we did an international complaint on table olives here for a couple years ago, for example, and that through the, you know, Trade Commission in D.C. And they did come up with the ruling that, yes, Spain is dumping cheap olives into our market. And so they pushed back on that, and that helps protect American olive growers because they weren't playing on a level playing field. So that's how we are in China in general. They steal our intellectual property. They abuse our patents. Excuse me. You know, copyrights for music and movies and things like that. They've been bad actors and all that.
They've never been fair.
On the international stage, you know, they're out being aggressive in the South China Sea and other things. And they're not being very nice to their own people there. So, you know, are we good to show them a little lesson here? Their economy will be hurt more than ours by this lack of trade. Now, can we be ignorant of what it is here? No. I mean, our walnut growers, for example, are one of the ones that hit hardest. And so, you know, we're trying to find stopgaps on that. But I think, you know, the president's going to break through on this thing soon. But yeah, to your point, the press loves to go find somebody that's probably not a Trump supporter to begin with, who's in agriculture, and say, well, how is this hurting? Oh, it's terrible. They love to play that story because they're trying to get people upset in the red states that supported him and said, look, the president has abandoned his base people there in the red states, in those rural areas. Like, no, he hasn't. We haven't. And so, you know, we're really close on the Mexico-Canada deal, USMCA it's called, and used to be called NAFTA, so it's been revamped, and it'll be really good for us. So why isn't the press being just as persistent in saying, how come Mrs. Pelosi won't bring that to a vote on the House floor? Senate's ready to go. We're ready to go. And when I talk to Democrat colleagues, what I hear is that many of them are already supportive of the bill. So we get 90% of the Republicans to vote aye on USMCA, 40-50% of the Democrats in the House. We have the numbers to pass it, you know.
And the unions want it. The union rank and file want it, from what I've read.
Well, I saw that Trumko on TV there, and he's talking the usual line.
Well, he's the head of the union leaders don't, but the union themselves, the men and women that work in these unions, think it's going to be a good idea.
I think so, especially if you have a stalemate and it doesn't do anybody any good.
Right.
But, you know, they'll say, oh, it's going to be, you know, not enough for collective bargaining. It says nothing new with collective bargaining. And we can't really go around dictating too much of the internals of what other countries do. Canada's going to probably be pretty good on their own anyway. Mexico, they do how they do down there, but we can dictate, we can suggest some of these in our trade agreements, but at the end of the day, we don't receive, I don't think Americans receive too well someone dictating to us how we do our internal policy. We'll take suggestions, we'll take, you know, trends to what others would like to see us do, but, you know, do it. You know, so if they told us, hey, we don't like the way you guys cut trees, No more tree cutting here. We want you to use all, you know, recycled paper or whatever. Well, we're not going to take kindly to that here in Northern California.
The okay, first two questions were mine. Do you have anything? I know you've got so many things working right now, but what are ones that your constituents need to hear about?
Well, I started to touch on it right there. Again, every year this time of year we have a dangerous fire season, and you know, by and large, we've been dodging the bullet up to the last 3-4 days here with one now over on the, you see the big one on the west side of Tehama County. It's rapidly growing. The last number I saw was 6,000 acres. It's probably bigger than that overnight.
6,500 right now, 5% contained.
Well, 5%, okay.
Yeah.
So it's maybe not a loss of a direct threat to a lot of homes and such out there, but at this moment, but you know, it's there. The threat is there. And then we have it, as I mentioned, up in Plumas County, too, which is just ripe for it. I was just within a couple miles of where the fire is right now a few days ago, and I'm looking at the tree growth out there and the way the density of the forest and the ability to, or not, non-ability to get in there and manage. And that's one of the top things we're going to go back and hit on as we return. You know, we want to bring more members of Congress out from the East Coast and have them take a look at that. And that's one of our projects we're working on for the fall. You know, again, we've suffered already in Northern California with the car fire just west of you and the campfire down here in this Paradise Magalia area a few months after the car fire. And so we have legislation working on that to make, you know, one of them's called the CAR Act, to make it simpler to thin a wider zone along roadways, because that was a roadway caused fire right there. You know, it almost sounds silly. You know, a tire goes flat. Next thing you know, you have the conflagration we had there. And so there's plenty we can do that is ecologically sound. That doesn't mean we're capitulating to the big timber companies, as the environmental groups and the news media would like to portray it sometimes.
Well, we've got even Democrats that are running up here, you know, for the state assembly. They're talking about, you know, thinning forests, too. They're saying it's ridiculous the way it is. So, I mean, you've got people that see the solution.
Well, if you're running for office in that assembly district, you better be thinking a little bit about
yeah.
that and not have some crazy position that says, oh, no, we shouldn't do that. I mean,
No, everybody's
agreeing.
I hear,
and the same thing would go for gun rights there in a district like that. And so that's what I think I hear coming out of the Democrat candidate is that we have to do something about gun control, you know. Well, yeah, a lot of this do something is amusing to me, because it's like how a politician would do it. Let's just take an action. We can go back and have a press conference saying we did something, whether something was effective or not, whether something was actually, you know, protective of people's rights and actually protective of people and their ability to defend themselves. So, you know, do something. I chuckle at that sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, I know that this is on your mind a lot, and we're looking at the national debts, $21 trillion in counting, and then the deficit.
22.3, yeah.
Yeah, and then the deficits, it's, you know, it's quickly approaching $1 trillion. I can't run my business like that. You don't run your business like that.
No, because people show up with auctioneers and sheriff's deputies and things like that, not taking things. So
yeah. So what's the, is there an answer to this?
So, you know, My biggest thing as far as spending side has been to catch up on our military.
Right.
Other things I've been more reluctant to see a lot of increases in. You know, they've been demanding more spending in for the Forest Service, for example. So we've stayed more or less on par on that. People will say, "Oh, you guys cut the Forest Service," you know, because they see somebody out there with a, you know, a proposed budget that might have reductions in that. Well, honestly, part of me, when I see the inactivity out there, I'm not as anxious to give money to the VA, give money to the Forest Service when they're not getting the job done, you know. So we're, you know, we crossed our fingers and said, okay, we're going to build this new clinic in Chico for the VA, and we've had the groundbreaking on the one in Reading, but at both places where I've given speeches, I wasn't the most what we say, cheery about in those speeches. It's more about looking at the VA officials and said, look, I expect all the staff positions to be filled, all the doctors that you're entitled to. And when a veteran walks in here, they better get, hi there, how do we help you? What is it you need and we can do for you today? A friendly atmosphere, not having, well, you know.
I know.
Anyway, so that's why I'm just giving them more money for a new building or two new buildings, or the Forest Service. We got to increase our budget, and then they don't do anything anyway about forest thinning and the level it needs to be done. They have pathetic numbers on the amount of board feet have been coming out the last 20 or 30 years, and so we're supposed to just take a leap of faith and give them the money they asked for based on that track record. They still have a lot of the same people running the place, you know. So we do have upper-level people the president's appointed, but I got to see a better attitude to feel really good about handing out a lot more money to some of these folks. But we've maintained that. In general, what you're talking about with the deficit, yeah, it's going up. We're not on a good track here from things that were put in place just a few years ago that are now coming home to roost. And that comes down to if we could limit the increase in spending in general on the budget by at a 1% rate, our positive income from tax cuts and tax reform, the regulatory reform we've done, the economy will meet it at a point 7-8 years out there. And we don't have to do drastic cuts on everything, because that's the first thing the Dems swap out. What are you guys going to cut? When we have a proposed budget that isn't even one that's been adopted, the first thing the media does is go down the list and find everything that makes Trump look bad or Republicans look bad on proposed cutting of spending. So, the bigger issue, Carl, is that only approximately 1/3 of the federal budget is discretionary that we have actual control over in a budget process. So much of it is locked in with national debt service and the, people hate the word entitlement programs, call them what you wish, but the other ones, Medicare, Medicaid, are extremely costly. And so Social Security is its own entity, and we're not talking about cutting that. The word, even saying the word on the radio, probably sets off a flurry. They're going to cut Social Security. Well, Social Security does have its issues, and by about year 2034, the trust fund will have been eaten up, and it'll require actual tax dollars beyond what is being paid into it day to day, and what has been set aside all the years and built up into that trust fund. Now, people say, "Well, it's already in deficit." Well, yes, the trust fund has loaned money to the federal government over the years. Couple trillion, and that's debt the federal government is required to pay back, generally one of the first things it pays back. So we got a lot of problems here, but we have to look at what is the 2/3 of the outgo of the of federal spending that has nothing to do with military spending, has nothing to do with the day-to-day operations that are the 1/3 that we have direct discretion over, because the other ones are almost automatic pilot, almost on cruise control at about 2/3 of the budget, 2/3 of spending. And so if you want to have a sober conversation about it that actually is productive, let's do it. But the moment you talk about them in a context there, then it becomes political and say, look, those Republicans, all they want to do is take away your Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. And so nothing really gets done on the overall problem.
I know you have to run. I do have one last question, though, that I know you are a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association. I just want to know how you feel being named a domestic terrorist by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors.
Well, the very first thing was consider the source. So I laugh at them down there because they're, they have more domestic terrorism going on because of the things they cause with the ignoring illegal immigrants, and you saw the case.
Yeah, they just dropped that.
Where they overturned the last thing they had on them down there. Now the federal government still has a way in on that, so they're promoting more more harm has come from one illegal immigrant than the NRA has ever caused. Okay, NRA is an organization; it doesn't own guns. It protects people's Second Amendment rights. So yes, I have no problem keeping my NRA sticker on the back of my pickup, in light of anything San Fran Freak Show has to say. So,
well, I just want you to know that you've joined our group then of the police chief of Redding, the police chief of Anderson, the county sheriff, many of the. I mean, I saw this. I said with all the things you've got going down in San Francisco, the homeless, the drugs, the poop patrols, the just the general, you know, degrading of this whole beautiful city.
That it's a sanctuary city, Carl, sanctuary city where they're welcoming people that have committed crimes to stay in there. And they are giving recipes for people how to avoid ICE showing up when they actually have found somebody. So the anarchy is on the left. The anarchy is causing more people to be unsafe. They embrace Antifa, saying, oh, these are just great, spokesmen. So, if people, and if the general public that isn't maybe on either side or the other doesn't have the discernment to figure this out, then we're going to get what we get. Because the state of California is running rampant towards decriminalizing just about everything. They've, basically tried to get rid of bail and all the felonies that have been knocked down to misdemeanors, and misdemeanors that have been knocked down to infractions. I mean, just talk to the sheriff of the jail. You want to go have a commercial quick, Carl? I'll stick here.
You want to stick around?
Great. I'll stick for a few more minutes.
Okay, good. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A veteran-owned business, and if you're looking for somebody that's professional and wants to keep your family safe, he wants to keep your windshield safe, go to Jeff Horst. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. You're not going to find a better person in town that's going to fix your windshield or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment.
We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Welcome back to Pre-Fi Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold. If you want the best haircut in the whole Northern California area, you just stop by there and see Logan or Tim. We're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who is carving out more time in his schedule for us. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to make it through that commercial reentry there. So
yeah. It's only 82 in the studios. We're okay now.
Oh, well, good. You know, just get a big fan out there on the stream.
But, yeah.
we were talking about this whole, you mentioned the NRA and the crazy San Francisco supervisors and all that. You know, nobody should take a place that is a sanctuary city, which is trying to make guys like Kate Steinle's killer, you know, somehow seem like the innocent and all the other issues they got going down there. I don't even like to go in anymore, and it's sad because it's a really beautiful city, and a lot of great movies are made there with the, you know, all the Dirty Harry and Bullet and stuff like that. But that all said, this bigger discussion is about attacking the NRA, but it's really attacking people that choose to own a weapon. Not everybody has to make that choice. You know, nobody has to own a gun if they don't want to. But it's a self-protection thing. It's a lot more than just a simple tool or simple hunting device, as people want to make it out. So a couple things come up here. You're like, well, what is an assault weapon? And that's one of the first things I fire back with when people say, what should we do about these assault weapons? Like, well, first, what is one? Because, you know, fully automatic guns have been banned since the 1934 law for general purpose ownership, you know, based on the Al Capone era and all that stuff with the Tommy guns, right? So, okay, that's something that we've accepted. Technically, you could say that's an infringement on the Second Amendment right there, but, you know, because in the hands of a person who's not a criminal, I guess a machine gun's no more harmful than anything else. But that all said, what is an assault weapon? Any semi-automatic gun where one trigger pull will give you one shot fired instead of having to, action a bolt or action a pump on a shotgun or what have you, then they're after all semi-automatic guns. And they're being more bold about it, these Democrat candidates for president. They're being extremely bold about it. It's amazing how far they're willing to go, you know, watching this climate town hall thing they called it the other night on CNN. I didn't watch it, I saw excerpts.
It was like 7 hours, wasn't it?
That's what I heard, like maybe two different sessions. Like, yeah. Man, that's a lot of time to, because they're all trying to outdo each other farther and farther to the left. You know, they ask Kamala, what about straws? Well, I think we should ban them. Yeah, really? That's a presidential candidate? You know, banning straws. I mean, it's, but beyond that, they're willing to ban everything, combustion engines, and because they're all trying to outdo each other on that stage, and I hope there's a reckoning with, you know, normal voters.
I hope they just keep I hope they keep doing it, because normal people, and I like to think of myself and my guys and everybody around here as being normal. I mean, we're not, and nobody's hard left or hard right. But when people say something like that, it makes you wonder. Just, I mean, you want to take away constitutional rights, but now you want to, you know, you want to take away my medical care. You want to take away my ability to drive a car. I mean, these are things that are
these are things that the people need to hear, and the Dems seem to keep wanting to, let's see who can go further with this.
It is. They try to top each other at each new debate because they don't want to lose the far left, you know, the one that seems to carry them in momentum at the conventions and the primaries. But are people paying attention? And, you know, you're talking about, you know, guys like us, right? Your friends or maybe
sure.
a high percentage of your listeners. What are regular mainstream people out there that are not on one side or the other? They don't pay a lot of attention to politics. What are moderate citizen Democrats thinking about this? You know, that's, you know, they want, not the ones that show up and scream at the town halls, but the ones that, you know, they're just kind of going out doing their business, and they believe, well, we should do some of this in the social area and some of that. But do they see what's going on with how far left these candidates are going and the organizations that represent them as really being who they are, you know? And they say, well, I don't know if I can go quite towards Trump, but where do they go on this stuff? Because it's really an interesting dilemma, I think, for probably truly moderate Democrats and some people that are non-party that maybe tend to be a little more moderate, you know, about certain issues or whatever. You know, I wonder how many Trump can bring home to him if the truth about Donald Trump from of today is, you know, Trump, you know, in the past he's said some things or done some things or whatever that we wouldn't all want to see happen by our neighbors or by ourselves. But, you know, you kind of think, all right, so today's person, maybe he's repented of most of that stuff. You know, maybe what we have right now is a guy who truly does love his country and loves the people of this country and puts it first. By golly, this president has been more bold on some very other thought difficult issues than any president I've ever seen on, you know, on protecting religious freedom, on protecting life, on asserting America as the leader in the world and not just taking whatever they're going to hand us, like from NATO and trade. He's doing the stuff that we talk about. So why are we putting up with this? Why are we paying for everybody else? Why are we, you know, foreign aid to people that hate us? He actually talks about it instead of going hiding behind the traditional thing. He actually put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, where others say, oh, we'll do it, and then they get nervous about getting somebody offended in the, you know, outside of Israel. He's doing this stuff because he knows it's right. So our mainstream, you know, people that are not as, you know, maybe conservative as us and not on the far left on the Dems, are people going to look at this and gravitate towards it with the results we're seeing on the economy and unemployment and people, you know, this deal with China is causing people to finally start thinking about maybe it's not so worth it to be getting as cheaply made, you know, products are selling here as cheaply made as possible in China. They're looking at other countries in the Pacific Rim where they can get products made, and some of them are bringing it back to the U.S., you know. And that's where me and labor folks can find a lot of common ground. I want stuff made in the USA. I don't really care about it being made in Malaysia, certainly not in China and all that stuff. And it doesn't bother me if a, you know, an oil filter costs another 50 cents because I can buy it at the parts counter instead of a large box store that does not want to sell ammunition because of a perception. So that was a long rant by me there. So what do you think of all that?
Okay, here's what I think. I think that most people in America are middle of the road, and that they've got some things that they may be social liberally on some things, but I think that they're, most everybody is fiscally conservative. I mean, in the sense of, I'm not being crazy, but just being that middle of the road, and you want a leader that's going to keep protecting America. And I think that when they see truly how much these plans are going to cost, if the Democrats get in, no matter which one of the three Democrats get in, that it's going to raise your taxes, it's going to cause us to become, going to start down that road to Europe, which Europe is in many cases a failure. Why we would want to do that? And people are going to lose their medical care. They're not going to be able to keep their doctors. Their people are really, you know, 91% of the people of this country have access to medical care, you know, and you've got like 8% that aren't, or 9% that aren't insured. Well, that's a pretty good average.
Term. Access is a really important word there. Let's talk.
keep going, but access.
Yeah, well, access doesn't necessarily mean it's affordable to people. I think that people would like to see the cost of medical care brought down. I think that the pharmaceutical companies probably need to be I realize that without them finding these drugs and experimenting with new drugs. But I also think that when you advertise billions and billions and billions of dollars a year for your drugs, that you know, do they have to do that? Does that money have to be spent there? Nobody likes hearing for 3 minutes, if you take this pill, you'll have projectile vomiting and diarrhea, you know, for the rest of your life, or your kidneys fall out. I'm kind of going over the thing. But I think people agree with Trump. Trump has said one thing: I'm going to guard this country. He has taken immigration head on. I wish he would have more help in the legislative branch. He's taken China on, which somebody should have taken China on decades ago, but he's taken them on. He's taken on the fact that we have to rebuild the military because we are in woeful shape. He's taken all of these things on, and he doesn't get the credit for this. Whether you like him or not, he has taken on these things that have to be done. And it's been kicked down the road by Republicans and Democrats for decades. That's my take.
You can't, I mean, we talk about this thing, and some of it's Republicans in the rank and file in the House, and maybe over in that pesky Senate, that would have done this. It's a matter of getting the number of votes you need to accomplish the goal of changing the policy. And in the House, when we had the majority, we were passing a lot of legislation on these lines. You name it, we probably passed a bill to push in the direction of any of these topics we're talking about. It goes over to the Senate, and they have to have 60 votes on most things, unless they can do it in the budget reconciliation process where they can get a simple 51. Then it comes down to, we have two or three weak-kneed Republican senators over that don't give us the 51. You know, McCain giving that thumbs down that day just infuriated me on that, what we could have done to advance the change that needs to happen in Obamacare.
Yeah.
But he had a little thing going against Trump, and he gave it thumbs down. Like, okay, well, that just pretty much took about a year and a half worth of work and blew that out the window because of whatever. So, you know... when and you know, we have the Alaska senator and the senator from Maine that they're kind of afraid of Masada when some of this stuff, they worry more about their election, I guess. Maybe it's a belief system. So, you know, we get lumped into this big bucket. Oh, you Republicans, yeah, the majority did get done. Like, well, Senate rules, a lot of times, if you follow that whole process, you know, mm-hmm. You would find that we were 90% there. I know, and that's not a result, is it? You know, don't want to be 90% of getting your engine rebuilt. You need the car to run. So, anyway.
Hey, I've got to take a break, but if you have to go.
I should bolt now. So, Carl, thank you for having me on. I appreciate your message up there. People just continue to be fire safe as much as you can, because this is, you know, we're still.
Yeah, the worst part of the year is coming up.
Well, we've gotten by a lot of bad part here so far. We're in September now, and a couple of our first really big fires are starting to happen. Hopefully they can be contained, but not much bigger. But anyway, thanks for having me.
You bet, Congressman.
We'll see you.
See you soon. Okay. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter
about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will be smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Fundraiser. Partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Eat it there or use the convenient drive-thru. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $9 at the event, or free purchase for $8 from any Asphalt Cowboy, Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or Lulu's Restaurant on Pine Street at Cypress Avenue. Lulu's serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soup, salad, sandwiches, steak, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's. And you can order prime rib any time of the day. Plus, the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Come and get it.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall air. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Get the weekend off, the 6th of September, about 68 degrees or 65 degrees. It's going to go up to 92 today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. This weekend, lots of things going on. The Fashion Alliance has got things going on. The Roots Farm School, this is a proposed charter school that will have not only your classic classes, you know, education classes, but also back to the roots in the sense of horticulture, working with your hands, this kind of thing, things that they used to teach in schools, along with the classic. And they're having a get together on September 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Ross Ranch at 12021 Old Oregon Trail. You can be there for dinner and or just for info and music only. The music's by the Buckhorn Mountain Stompers. And it's catered by Grill Billy's Barbecue, who are just outstanding. So, for more information, call 941-9707. Also, the 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue is this weekend. Yeehaw! Sunday, September 8th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at, of course, Lake Redding Park. The day of the event is $9 for your tri-tip for chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee. And as I pointed out last time, the cowboy beans are really authentic. I found a spur in mine last year.
Also having a live auction between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Drive through or eat in the park. Okay. The Red Bank fire, update on that. Somebody said, you know, I didn't see as much smoke today. And isn't it funny because yesterday was just, you know, because it was in the evening and the smoke was blowing here. But 6,500 acres, been no update since then, 5% contained. But, again, fire season, and we have most of our fires in the September-October time frame. So be prepared out there. Clear your areas around there. And here's what Sue McLean, who has such good advice, get yourself a go bag. Get yourself a bag prepared to leave for at least 3 days. Take your medicine. Take your dog's medicine. Take some food with you, clothing, water. Like I said, your prescriptions, flashlights, extra batteries, all those kind of things that you're going to need to help you if you have to go into a shelter to make your life easier there. All right. Now, One Safe Place had their speakeasy night last night, and it was really, really good. Full house. They had auctions. They sold everything from a lake trip to a dinner with Linda and I. And that was an event at, you know, it will be at our house. The overall ambiance was just great. Everybody was dressed in the speakeasy, not everybody, but most people were dressed in, you know, women had flappers on and men had, you know, the gangster suits and all these. But they had a speaker, Dr. Dana, who had gone through, One Safe Place. And her story was just absolutely fascinating to the point, you know, when it was over after years of her fighting to regain herself and get away from the fear. She went back to school and has now got her doctorate in forensic psychology. She's going to be on the show the last Friday of this month, along with One Safe Place, Angela Jones. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be at 8 o'clock, and I encourage people to listen to that. It truly, truly listening to that woman yesterday and last night. She didn't speak long, but it was very, very powerful. Now, things you don't hear. A record number of Americans are employed. 157,878,000, almost 158 million Americans employed. It's a new record, and it used to be is a record number of Americans unemployed. I don't see this on the front pages, though, anywhere. And it should be. I mean, like Trump, don't like Trump. But that should be something we should be very proud of, that we've got that many million Americans employed. Also, the top 10 landowners in the United States. Okay, Jared, I'm getting you in here for this one, buddy. There's the top 10 landowners in the United States. Where do you think the Emerson family is?
In this? Oh, I went to school with the Emersons. So.
Well, I mean, but where do you think they are compared to the top 10 landowners in the United States?
You mean like as far as the size of their land?
Yeah, their land holdings. It's like the number one through the number 10. Well, where do you think they are?
I think they're like number four.
My man, they are number two now. They went over. Ted Turner used to have them.
I read this article earlier.
Yeah, Ted Turner had them, but they've gone past Ted Turner. The Emerson family, our own local Emerson family, is the second largest landowner in the United States at 1.96 million acres, all right? And it's worth approximately $4.2 billion. But if you take in all the private landownings of these, you know, this, it's only, it all comes out, not just them, but all the people that are in this top 100, comes out to something less than the size of the state of Florida for these. It's amazing that a man started with nothing, like Red Emerson, and built this. And then his sons and family keep building on this. This is just, you know, this is a success story that nobody has really ever talked about. I'd love to see a documentary on this or a story about Red Emerson. And part of this, 2 years of this, he was in the Marine Corps. And for him, it was a way. He liked the Marine Corps. Well, don't get him wrong. But it was a waste for him. Because he had three businesses going, and so he had to take time out from that. But the Emerson family, a huge success story. Other huge success stories we have around here in this small town.
Anyway, okay, hey, this weekend, everybody, be careful. It's going to be cooling down. We're going to be back Monday, of course, with Shasta College and several other people that are coming in. Next week, we're going to have the mayor. We're going to have the city manager. We have the sheriff coming in on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about the new laws that are affecting everybody, the proposed laws affecting everybody. We're going to keep talking about the solar question, and make sure that something doesn't slip by that's going to damage, you know, 1,200 homes in our community because of something not thought out well. REU, Dan Beans, will be coming in the week after that, talking about where we are with the Reading Electric Utility. I think a lot of Dan Beans. I know what kind of man he is, so when he comes up with a plan, and he's doing it for the best of everybody. And but it doesn't mean that it can't be, you know, tweaked one way or the other. Okay, have a great weekend out there, my friends, and we'll see you Monday morning, Linda and I. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?